Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I thought if I got it right, they'd answer in Norwegian. Everyone's English is so good, it's impossible to learn.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you want to learn in Norwegian?
Yeah, nothing like exploring a new world. You're not Bjorn, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm Bjorn Fredriksen, first officer speaking.
Oh, brill. I'm May. I'm Dr. Lorraine's student. Am I all right to jump aboard?
You know, maybe not jump. That's dangerous, but you could you go around up the gangway. Well, this we call the coffee shop. We sit and talk, you know, have a coffee.
Cool. So is that the galley?
Yeah. Oh, you don't have breakfast on the ferry?
Yeah, I did, but I'm an eater.
Oh, okay. You want some more?
Well, yeah, if that's okay. That would be lovely. My dad says I've got hollow legs.
Good. I got some here, fish soup.
Oh, okay. It might be a bit early for me for fish.
Oh, no! You fight what you think. You think fish soup? You don't like it. You think, try. You like it. Come on. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Try it and you may, I say. It's like green eggs and ham.
What, green eggs?
Don't you know Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss? I don't know. Is it a new marine biologist?
No,
hi.
He's,
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Stand by to repel boarders.
Hey, very good.
Hey, y'all. Hey, May. Oh, boy, tell me he did not force feed you fish soup.
Yeah, I seem to have learned the Copenhagen interpretation of fish.
Hello, Lorraine. So, nice to see you. Where have you been?
British Antarctic Survey. I still got the tie in my bag and the bug up my stern to prove it.
Oh, so even women got to wear the tie.
No, but if they're going to be all sexist about it, I'll be darned if I'm not going to wear one, too. Hey, you've gone pirate.
Yeah, my hat whipped off in a storm a couple of days ago, so I thought I'd wear this.
Well, you need an eye patch with it. How's your leg?
My leg?
I thought you scuppered your leg.
No.
No? Really?
Yes, no kidding. Listen, May got your old berth.
Oh, cool. Well, come on, I'll show you the way. How's the old man, Bjorn?
Ah, yeah, not so good.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jack, second officer. Nice to meet you.
I'm Lorraine. This is May.
Nice to meet you.
Second officer, huh? Okay, this is your new favorite crew member, May. He's got the drugs.
Oh.
Well, for seasickness, yeah. The sick bay's just there, so do come and see me if you're feeling sick. You know, there's absolutely no shame in it whatsoever. Oh, and could you please watch the safety video as well when you've gotten in?
Huh. Just you try and stop me.
See you. Nice to meet you, mate. Bjorn?
Yeah?
We're about ready to make way, but the captain seems to not be, not on the bridge.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'll take us past the pilot.
Really?
Oh. Yes, that's not a problem.
But...
Yeah, I do it. Thank you.
So... Whereabouts is the captain?
She's asleep.
Oh, okay. Is that the usual sort of thing?
Yep. Oh, no. So, you know, please get ready to make way.
Here you go. Here's your hutch. You're lucky it's not too near the thrusters.
No, it won't bother me. I could sleep through a gun battle.
Oh, lucky you. The lifeboat rope used to whack against the hull, and that kept me awake night after night. The bulkheads are like paper. You can hear coat hangers jangling in the next cabin.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. If you're planning on doing any special hugs with anyone, you better do it real quiet-like.
Nice. Oh, is this some kind of escape hatch?
That's a close cousin.
What's it for?
In preference, I guess you always got two ways in or out on a boat.
What? Like in case we sink?
Well, there are worse things that can happen on a cruise.
Like what?
Karaoke.
Ah, man, the lifeboats. So is there a telly on board?
There's one in the bar, I think. You know me, I'm a reader.
Are you gonna watch the Lightspeed thingy?
Sure, for what it's worth.
Don't you think it will work?
Maybe. I think it's a mess of hype.
I'm really willing it to work. I want to go to other planets.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't book your tickets yet.
Okay, I'll see you there anyway. And I can't wait to get started on the experiments.
Well, there's a Niskin bottle outside your window if you're feeling frisky. Do you got any good books with you?
As ordered, I've got this Arctic Circle, and I brought Treasure Island. Never read it.
Oh, you are in for a treat. I might plunder it when you're finished. Okay! I'll let you get yourself entombed, then you can set up the microbiology equipment in the constant temperature lab.
Hello, we are the crew of the research ship Phantom, and today we're going to look at deck safety.
Mayday, mayday, 15305, we're off Zodiac, going down, I repeat, we're going down.
The last 30 years has seen a gradual reduction in the number of deaths at sea from sinking.
However, the number of deaths from people falling overboard has remained about the same.
I can't get to the cable!
Here, I'll get it.
Fatalities are occurring even in situations where there is no danger from collision, grounding, fire, or capsizing.
So what should you do if a crew member falls overboard?
Make sure that you do not lose sight of them.
Point to their position.
Shout, "Man overboard!" repeatedly.
Man overboard! Man overboard! Man overboard! Man overboard! Man overboard! Man overboard!
Captain?
Man overboard! Man overboard!
Hey, Captain!
Yeah?
Captain, we're out of port now, so it's your watch. What, you want me to take it?
I'm coming.
Hi, is this the constant temperature lab?
It is occupied.
Oh, okay. I've got this glassware to unpack.
I'll do it later.
Okay. I'm May. I'm Dr. Lorraine Street.
Tell her to come and do it herself. I don't want her pump flying around again because it's not tied down securely.
Oh, are you okay?
She's packed the Walkman filters in the hold. They're obsolete if they can't be accessed readily.
Okay, I'll just go out here and, looks like I'm walking and mumbling a ship. All is good. Hashtag facepalm.
Dickhead, go and get some batteries for that.
What size?
What does your mother do for a doorstep while you're here? Look at it, you prick! Ah, who the fuck are you?
Oh, sorry, there's a man in the lab, and I think he's really ill.
Oh, you nearly fucking killed me. How ill?
Throwing up, like, proper.
Is he one of our sepia cousins?
Sepia cousins?
Aye, you know, kid. Brown.
Well, I don't know about sepia, but he was quite rude, but that seems to be a thing on this ship.
Ah, he's no ill. He's seasick. Too busty to take pills. Now, you don't want to be here. Now, you can't piss
well,
off.
Well, I'm interested to see how all this works.
Oh, I'm interested to see how all this works. You've not been weaned. Go on, piss off. Hey, Twinkle, give me that. Not that, the rag, you numpty.
Is this the auto, sir?
Miss Marple.
I'm May, by the way. I'm studying with Dr. Lorraine.
Ah, you're all tits and spirit. Piss off.
Well, I came down, didn't I?
Aye, and now you can piss off. We need to use the gantry.
Just FYI, which charm school did you attend?
I got the batteries, Mr. Allen.
I got the batteries, Mr. Allen. I love you. He doesn't weigh 5 stone when he's pissed wet through.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Don't talk to the help. Go on. Piss off now. Dickhead. Go on the gantry.
Okay. What's your name?
His name's Dickhead. Go on. Piss off. P-I-S-S-S-O-S-S-S-S.
Well, it was nice to not meet you, Mr. Dickhead.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Are you going to watch the lodge?
Check for the
guidance
and navigation systems, please.
We've lost navigation.
Bus A entry out. Stage 2, the Einstein vehicle is starting to pressurize.
We are still go for lunch.
10.
September is funded by its audience. To find out how you can get involved and help us make more episodes, please go to radiostatic.co.uk.
We'd like to thank these fabulous people whose generosity made this episode possible. Rachel Elvidge, Lee Huskins, Beth Allen, Alistair Wallace, Nikki Shipp, Christoph Pivowarski, Andrew Meadows, Sharon Phillips, Sean Connolly, Paul Regan, Andrew McIntyre, Keir Shafik Richardson, Akiko Umechi, Luke Gutzwiller, Anne Volkel, Paul Guest, John Buell, Marjorie Milner, Dale Scriven, Claudia Lerver, Laurie McNabb, Dale Scriven.
Songi bandeko.
Radiostatic.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.